changes on screen, the wooden audio that has been evaporated becomes available. This station will now see the
transmission. Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cam and Kobe, and we are ready to bring survival goodness direct to your ear holes.
And let's do this.
Let's do this. Cameron, how have you been?
Good.
Yeah. It seems like we haven't seen each other for a while.
We don't see each other anymore.
We live like a mile away from each other.
You skip church and stuff.
I did.
I don't see you.
It's beautiful. What's going on today, Cameron?
We just want to make sure y'all know that when things go down,
we want to make sure
the most valuable and coveted supplies.
Yeah. So we're talking about like the first 50 items that are going to be gone after stuff goes down. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. We've seen a bunch of disasters in 2017.
Yeah, it was a great year for disasters.
Like a lot of the stuff that was on the news, we're just going to talk about those things that tend to go like immediately.
Yeah. What's going to go? What everybody going to run
to store? Every time going to happen.
What are you going to get? So that's what we're going to talk about today. But guys, first, today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. Sorry about that. Get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com. And join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com. And I'm sorry.
I thought there was an animal under there.
I played footsies with you a little bit there, didn't I?
Is there a raccoon in there?
You got that raccoon under there? You're a modern man. Domesticating raccoons and whatnot.
Looks like you got holes in all your storage over there.
That's not good.
Listener, reviews starts now.
Want to take that, bro?
I'll take it.
You take it.
So this comes from the Amazon review of the Kindle book. Mm. So this young feller, which is an Amazon customer, we don't even know his name.
Just Amazon customer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he says, or she, I think it's a he, buckle up your tactical EDC belts and strap on your tinfoil hats. You're going to get learned real good about how the world is going to end and what you need to know to survive a few days longer than the soon-to-be zombified riders. I laughed. I cried. I wrote a 5-star review to get mentioned on the podcast. You're going to want to clear off an entire shelf of tinfoil at Walmart just after reading the first 2 pages.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great read for everyday, level-headed, casual prepper.
Yeah, no joke, no joke. Thanks, bro.
No doubt, no doubt.
Thank Mr. Customer.
Thanks, Customer.
Amazon, first name. Thank you. And if you guys want to be part of this, go to iTunes, go to Facebook, go to the Kindle book on Amazon, and leave us a 5-star review. Make it awesome.
Social media shout-out.
I would like to shout somebody out now.
Shout it.
I want to shout out some new friends we've made on Instagram. At Gatapack.
Yeah.
GATAPACK.
You did make some good friends.
I did, yeah. So they've got some really cool gear they got going on in there. They got some basically like almost already stocked like get home bags or almost bug out bags.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not quite all the way stocked.
Looks a lot like the one I got, but I bet you 10 times better.
Yeah, it's really cool. So the packs actually use 3V gear bags and everything. It's really good stuff. So go check them out. Gatapack at Gatapack. It's fun to say.
Do you got a pack?
You got a pack? Because I got a pack.
How about you?
Yeah, how about you?
It's a mad world.
So Cam, I had to do the fake Hawaii missile alert thing. That thing was nuts.
That was.
I was like, man, can you imagine if that actually happened to you? Like, you would freak out, bro.
If we were in Hawaii and that, like, after doing all the podcasts.
Yeah.
Man.
So, if you haven't heard, Hawaii has a cell phone alert system where they send out a text or an alert if there's something going on. And a couple days ago, or maybe it was,
just talked about the last podcast that they were practicing their sirens.
Yeah, yeah. So this was sent out by the Emergency Management, Office of Emergency Management of like Hawaii, or I don't know exactly what it was. But it said, a ballistic missile on the way, OF, everybody's going to die. I mean, it didn't exactly say that, but that's, you know what I mean? That's what it basically said. And people started freaking out. I mean, obviously, you know what I mean? Do you see any of the videos and stuff of people over there?
I didn't. I thought I was going to look it up, but
it was pretty interesting. There was like some guys putting kids in like opening up
like
mail.
Bury him in the sand?
No, they were on the beach, just putting them on there. You're going to be safe in there.
Just run a straw up.
Exactly. No, like the manhole covers in the street, they were pulling them up and putting kids down, yeah. like in the sewer and whatnot.
That's not a bad idea.
I mean, it's really not.
Smart.
Yeah. But can you imagine actually doing that? Like having to do that?
Wow.
Because you really thought there was a missile on the way. I mean, really, they're all going to die anyways if there's a nuke coming, you know, on Waikiki Beach.
Well, the way the alert came over, like there's no way you would think otherwise.
Exactly. And so they didn't say anything that the alert was wrong until 38 minutes later. So people were like calling their loved ones. People were freaking out.
I'm sure there was there any chairs thrown through the windows, TV shops, VCR stolen?
Like a bunch of rapes in that 38 minutes, people raping each other.
It's like all the time.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's nuts. Oh,
that's
anyways,
a long time, 38 minutes.
Yeah,
is 38 a long
minutes, man.
Time.
I mean,
dang.
Dang, I know, man. Dang. So, anyways, that was mine, Mad World.
Huh. Yeah, that would be pretty scary.
Sure would.
I'm already scared just thinking about it.
Breathing hard.
So, this week in Newsweek, I thought this was crazy because, we always think about the drones in the air and all that. Russia has apparently developed Russian drone nuclear subs.
What?
That's freaky. Right
Your drone flies sky might go in water.
No one ever thought to do that. So
no one ever done thought to do that. That's a good
freaky.
Idea.
Because then you're not even, I don't know, in the air, you're a little bit more cautious because you could get shot out of the sky, but in the water, you just freaking drill it right into the side of something, you know? It's just, it seems a little bit more difficult to prepare for. Maybe not. I don't know.
I'm not
a Navy person. I don't have sea legs.
I'm not
a seaman.
You ain't got no seaman. I mean, you're not a seaman.
But I'm just like, man,
yeah, that's weird.
With all that underwater and above the water and above the air and above
so they
the clouds.
Got them up there, they got them under there.
Yeah. Who knows how many satellites they control?
I know, man. Yeah, that's crazy. So be
it's
careful.
Gonna be freaking, it's like Skynet.
If you're out there like floating in the ocean, be careful because there could be a Vladimir could have him like a PlayStation controller, like
crash this into.
I will kill this idiot. Look at this. Watch this. Screen capture while I do this, okay?
Man, tell you, that's a country that's used their military budget correctly.
Yeah, they have used it and used it wisely, haven't they?
Anyway.
All right, well, thank you, Cameron.
Mad
it is. So, today we're talking about the 50 items that are going to go first after SHTF. That's what we're talking about.
Yep.
And so, you know, say something happens like a ballistic missile or whatnot, you know. I wonder if the stores, like, if they started, I don't know. What would you do? Would you go to the store and try and get something?
Yeah,
I mean, you have 30
missile,
minutes. And
I don't have much time, I would probably
I guess it depends
be trying
on
to go.
Where it's going to hit. You know what I mean? You just don't know, I guess.
Yeah. I just keep on swimming.
I paid like $100 a night for that hotel. I'm friggin'
just get your scuba gear. And
Yeah, there you go. Scuba gear. Get under the water.
That's what I'd be doing.
Yeah.
Still a bunch of oxygen.
38
tanks.
Minutes, I can go get me some scuba gear.
Hurry, just wrap up this training.
Am I certified yet? I got to get under that coral in about 36 minutes.
That coral.
I don't know. Got to get under there.
Oh, yeah.
So something happens. Say, really what happens is there's panic, right? Usually something goes down. There's panic. Most people don't prepare, and that's the issue with this is all that stuff is going to go from the shelves within the first 3 days.
Yeah.
It's going to be gone.
Yep.
So we're talking about those items that are actually going to go first. It'll probably be gone that first day, depending on what kind of a disaster it is, right? So should we just start? How do you want to do this?
Yeah. It's freaky to think. I mean, we've talked so much about, I mean, over half people are not prepared. So
way more than over half.
They're just going to destroy those stores, you know?
And so this is kind of a judgment call you have to make. You either go to the store when this insaneness is happening and try and get a last run in, right? Try and get a few items before everything is gone. Or you just make sure that you have prepped these items and you have them at your house or in your bunker. Or whatever it is. Sorry, I'm going to die.
I'd much rather have the option of, do I go get some more things while it's still there?
Or if it's like a crazy riot, just you don't have to go.
Nope.
But I think if it's possible to go, you should probably take that last trip. You know what I mean?
We kind of mentioned it a little to get out there and get as much as possible.
Exactly, yeah. But it's nice to have that option. You know, I got water. I'm good. Don't worry about it. You know,
turn on a movie. Just turn on. This will be over in a little while.
I'm going to go watch The Burbs for a little bit. That's all I'm worried about.
Fire up the generator.
So the first category we're going to talk about is food and water. What are those items of food and water that are going to go first, Cameron?
Water.
Bottled. Oh, yeah, water.
So the easiest, you know, way to transport water, the bottles, the, you know, gallon jugs and things like that. Obviously, those are always hammered, no matter what.
No matter what, yeah.
Like in floods and, you know, I remember watching the, wasn't that picture that I sent you? Yeah, it was
during the floods,
girl that I work with, her brother lives in Texas.
Yeah.
And he wasn't in like the major part that got a lot of flooding, but he took pictures of Walmart and it, like, the shelves were cleaned off.
Yeah, it's insane.
And first to go, water, almost always.
Yeah, you know.
Well, probably always.
Yeah, and it's, you know, any kind of a disaster, even if there's like, I mean, it might not even have to be a huge disaster. It could be something like, you know, just like mandatory boiling for the water for the area. Something gets contaminated in the water. I mean, if you don't have that water, you're screwed. You know what I mean? You're going to have to be boiling everything.
Yep.
And when that stuff happens, that bottle of water goes so fast from the stores. It's like the first thing gone every single time.
Yep.
So either make sure you have water or that's the first thing you need to get the day of, you know.
Yeah, I think in our country, obviously, that's probably the biggest convenience we have is clean water.
Yeah, clean water.
And that's going to get busted up no matter what.
And when that goes, people are not going to have any idea what to do, you know.
And then the next thing would be packs of Coke.
Exactly,
Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
No,
I think
right
Pabst Blue Ribbon's going before that.
Or should I say Coke and Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, either of them.
The modern man's selection.
Yeah,
jeez. Anyway.
So the next thing is going to be, you know, related to water is water filters. And there's not a lot of those on the shelves, like if you go to the grocery store. But if you go to, like, you know, Sportsman's Warehouse or REI, they've got those things. And I think those are going to go really quick from those places because...
We think people go in there and the water's gone.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, what else can I do?
What do I do?
Fuel and things like that. So the next thing is to look for the easiest to filter.
Yep, they're going to go for water filters. So just make sure that you have plenty. I mean, different kinds, you know, make sure you have like an actual filter. Make sure you have purification tablets, you know, just all different kinds
of ways to manage.
Yeah, and then ways to boil it, obviously. Yeah. Next thing is going to be canned food. And that seems to be, you know, a popular item when stuff goes down. That canned food goes because people know that it's going to be good for weeks. Depending on how this goes, and most of the stuff you can just open up the can and eat it if you have to. You know, you don't really have to cook it.
It's portable.
It's portable. It's all contained in this little container, and ready to go. So I think, you know, canned foods, you either have to have it, or
well, they're easy too. I know, you know.
Yeah,
you just stick your arm out, just run your shopping cart.
Maybe that's the reason. They're just
that's
and
why
fun.
Campbell's got all
and it's fun
turned into that. They put that big rack up there and made it way hard buttholes.
But you can actually grab the back of that. Actually, have you tried that? And just pull forward. Yeah, no. You just get behind the cans, pull forward, one swift
just
motion.
Push them all out.
They all just come out. Yeah. Just make sure you have your cart.
Just run a rope in there.
Yeah.
Chain to it to your pickup. Just pull it right out the front door.
What do you have to do? Just make sure you get canned foods because they're going to go fast.
Yeah, they will.
Right. Next thing is going to be cereal. Because that's one thing that lasts a little while, and it's easy to eat, and mother effing kids love it.
And wives and boyfriends and stuff.
Okay, wives and boyfriends too, but kids love it.
I didn't want to be just,
you don't want to be discriminating against people that like their Wheaties, huh? I guess, you know, I think more of like the sugary cereal.
That's one thing that I don't store enough of.
Yeah.
Like... I the cereal's awesome. You know, you don't have to have milk.
Cereal's awesome. Cereal's so good. Seriously.
I know.
Cereal.
I mean, your Western Family Skipper Crackles and your...
Skipper Crackles and Captain Cribbly Camp. Or Captain Crunchy Cat.
And your B Circles.
B Circles. Honey, Sweet Sweetos.
Yeah, you want those bags.
You do.
Know,
yeah.
But
they're a dollar less. a dollar during the commercial.
Marshmallow Mateys. Kids love the marshmallow.
Kids do love the marshmallow Mateys.
I love marshmallow Mateys. The first like half is just awesome mixture of marshmallows and that other crap.
Yeah.
And the bottom is just,
I don't know. I'm the leftover crap. I'm weird because I don't like the marshmallows as much.
I don't either. Actually, that's when I eat it, is when it's gone.
Yeah.
At the top.
They make them now where it's just marshmallows. Have you seen that? That's what our country has devolved into.
Well, what are we doing here? Let's just get rid of the...
Nobody likes this shit. Take it out.
The grains are gross.
I got the vitamins and the minerals. Let's get the straight sugar. Can you imagine just putting that in your milk? Your milk is just like like pudding after a minute. And it's just straight sugar marshmallows. Just
styrofoam.
Yeah. And I will eat this like ice cream now.
Yep.
Anyways, cereal is going to go. Next thing is going to be coffee, man. People love their coffee. And it's sometimes people don't prep it. They don't think about, I need to have a bunch of coffee. I need to have coffee.
I need some of my coffee.
I need some coffee, man. So it's going to go fast.
Yeah. And we've talked about it as a really good bartering thing.
It is, yeah.
So
I actually have some somewhere for bartering, unless
I have some, a bag of Black Rifle coffee somewhere.
I do too, yeah. It's my bartering.
Yeah, you know, bartering it's, coffee. Useful in many ways.
Yeah. So people are addicted to it. Like a lot of these things we're going to talk about today, they're things that people are addicted to, and so they're going to go for it first, and they're going to have it, or they're going to freak out. All right? So, the hell are you laughing at? Boy, did you choke on your Coke?
Whew, I almost did.
Yeah, man. Been there before.
You're all right.
All right.
Okay.
The last thing is going to be your staple food, your beans, your rice, your flour, your sugar, and your salt.
Mm-hmm.
That's all stuff that people use a lot. It is. You try baking something without that.
Yep.
You ain't going to do it.
It conveniently comes in 10, 5, 15, 20, 25, 30 bags. 30 pound bags.
30 bags. Yeah, so those are going to get picked up pretty quick from your Walmart or your Smith's or any
or
store.
Or your local Albertsons.
Albertsons, I haven't been there in a while.
I haven't been there in a long time. Does it still exist?
I think so.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah.
Don't go there. You'll lose all your money.
Yeah. So that's kind of it for the first things that are going for food. Obviously, all food is going to be scarce.
Yeah.
You know, but those are the core items.
Those are the life-sustaining things.
Yeah, those are the things that are going to go, like, the first day, the first few hours when people run in there with their carts and just grabbing whatever.
Yeah.
Those are the food things they're going to go for at first.
For sure.
They ain't grabbing their pig's feet. They ain't grabbing, you know.
The pork rinds.
Anything
I would I'd be pulling a bunch of Lay's potato chips in mine.
Yeah, no. Would you do that when you did it? Woo! Shit, just hitting the fan! What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Can't eat just one.
So, yeah. The next thing, since we stretched that out a little bit.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Would be your medicinal things.
Yeah.
And hygiene stuff. So.
Right.
Kobe put toilet paper at the top of this list.
I did, man. And I think people are going
to
suddenly figure out that, holy crap, what happens when we run out of toilet paper? People, because most people aren't thinking about it right now.
No.
I mean, you don't think about it until you're sitting on the pot and there's nothing there. And you have to like rip off like pieces of the cardboard to wipe the butt with. That's the only time you think about it. Don't tell me you haven't done that before. You've never had to do that?
No.
I've had to do it a few
times. That sounds like perfect.
It's horrible. But you do what you got to do. You've never had to rip like the cardboard roll off and use it?
Oh, that. Yeah. Okay. I thought you were talking about a box.
Oh, it's a like box? Who has boxes sitting in their bathroom?
I don't know.
I'm talking you're sitting on the shitter and you've
actually
got no
wiped
more
my butt with the actual
the roll.
Cardboard roll.
And then you have that dilemma. Do I flush it down the toilet?
I know.
Or do I put it in the garbage?
It's just going to break up.
Yeah. It's a horrible feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
But you got to do it. Anyways, that's about the only time that people think about not having toilet paper.
No.
But I think as soon as stuff goes down and they start seeing stuff fly off the shelves, they're going to be like, what am I going to wipe my ass with?
I know.
So they're going to grab
everybody's thinking about what goes into their body.
Not what
what's coming out.
Yeah, you got to think about both.
Yeah.
Not just
pee
one.
And poop, is that what you're talking about?
No. In and out.
Yeah.
But yes, pee and poop.
Speaking of, this is off subject, just real quick. I read an article about, have you ever heard of people having a poop knife?
poop knife. Oh, wait, maybe I have
like
heard about
hanging that in their bathroom that they can cut up a huge turd so that it flushes better.
No. I've heard of poop sticks before.
No, it was a poop knife.
No.
Like a rusty.
Who has that?
I think this dude was the only person on earth that
oh
had one.
Oh my gosh. I've never had that
issue. I haven't either.
I'm kind of sad that I haven't had that issue, honestly.
No, I think we have, you know, we're blessed with those toilets that actually will bend it and pull it down sideways.
I got one of them newfangled toilets that gets all my shit down every time I flush it.
You got a double streaker there.
Oh, man, I got to go down there with my poop knife and just cut it up.
I got to send the article to you. That's just freaking funny.
You have to post that on the Facebook page.
So, besides the toilet paper, your over-the-counter, like, quick meds, you know, yeah. NyQuil, ibuprofen, acetaminophen, Pepto-Bismol, Maalox.
Maalox.
Senna. Dr. Yeah. Shake.
All that kind of stuff that gets you through the day, you know?
Yeah. That's another thing. I just put my hand out.
Look at all that Maalox.
Why'd I get all this Vagisil?
Hey, honey, look at all this Maalox. You see how much I got?
He's having bag full of just like stuff that's useless.
Yeah.
Why'd you get 30 things of triple antibiotic ointment and Vagisil?
So much wart remover. I don't understand. You don't know what's going to happen.
Nail polish remover. Who's going to use this?
Flammable.
Yeah. So,
yeah, OTC.
Yeah, it is.
OTC.
Yeah. And then, just regular first aid kit stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, the already built ones.
Yeah, those are going to go quick.
Yeah. It's conveniently
they're just
all packed away.
Again, they're going to throw them all in there, and they're gonna want them all.
I'm actually surprised people would, you know, be smart enough to grab that stuff.
Yeah, I think they're going
to. I just see Americans running in, grabbing, like, a bunch of Coors Light and Miller's and like, Cheetos,
yeah,
Doritos.
Well, that's going to go fast.
That
it really
stuff will
is.
Be gone
It
quick,
is going to go fast. There's no doubt. I'll say the next thing is going to be vitamins. You know, when it starts looking like stuff's going to be bad, and all this obviously depends on what type of situation we're in, you know. If it's just like, you know.
Most of that medicine thing, you know, Walmart, you walk right in, it's right there.
Yeah, exactly.
People are going to clean that
and
out.
And so those people are going to say, man, I can't talk.
Ew.
Vitamins. It's going to be another way to help you get through, you know, without as much food as you should have, without the best type
of eating your ramen for
exactly.
6 months straight.
So I think those are going to go quick. So just, and that's one thing a lot of people don't think about actually keeping in storage is vitamins, because you actually have to rotate those out. They go bad. And
that's so true. That's true.
It is.
I don't have enough of those.
I'm not lying about it.
The other thing is, you know, just general hygiene, shampoo, toothpaste, deodorant, that stuff. I should have a lot more of.
You should. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I have enough shampoo in my master bathroom right now that would last probably 6 years.
Oh, well, yeah, I do too. It's all like...
This conditioner makes it dry.
Yeah.
This conditioner makes it poofy.
Like,
this
every
one makes
day
it flat.
In the mail, I swear, I get like a new like shampoo or balm of some sort or...
Yep. Hand salve. You have like 50 of these.
Well, that's the blue kind. Duh.
This one doesn't get between the fingers. This one only gets the knuckles.
This one's for Tuesdays because Tuesdays are like, you know. So you have
this
to
is
have.
This is when I meet up with the girls and I want them to be like smelling.
There's nice. Like there's like stuff for every tiny little thing. And, oh. You can't use that. It's Wednesday. Oh my gosh.
The dog licked up all the salve.
That's why he needs a poop knife now. The
other important objects would be condoms.
Yeah, condoms are going to be a big deal. Yeah. I mean, seriously, people still are going to want to have their horizontal sex mambo stuff. Horizontal. I don't know where he's going with that. Horizontal mambo. Here we are.
It does turn horizontal.
That's not what I'm saying.
I know. So, those, if the pharmacy isn't already locked down, I don't.
Honey, they only got magnums left. That ain't going to work.
If we tie it in the middle, we could use it for both. Cut it.
Get two out of one. Two uses out of one of these. Don't throw that away. It's the apocalypse.
We got tied it in the middle. Just cut the top off.
Just cut.
Tie it again.
It's like fingerless gloves. See, I like to have the option. Put it on or take it off.
All right. Condoms would be great.
The next, actually, you missed a couple. Prescription meds.
Oh, I did miss those.
That's going to be something.
Whatever pharmacist is on his day off is going to be the happiest man in the world.
Oh, no, he's probably going to get robbed, honestly.
No, the one that's
on the day off. Yeah.
He's like, ooh, I dodged that bullet.
I dodged that bullet.
The other guy is going to get beaten to death.
People are going to have to go get their freaking meds, man. Mm-hmm. They're going to go get them quick. So those are going to go. So make sure you have a plan. Feminine hygiene is going to be another big one.
Kind of talked about that one, but it was on.
It was on. Didn't mean to talk about it, but I did. So you're going
to. Yeah, that stuff's going to be a big problem if you're not prepared ahead of time.
Yeah. And they make things, alternate things you can use for a long-term situation. Look into them. I'm not talking about them here, but they have them.
We're not going to go there.
We're not going there. We'll get in trouble about it.
We don't know enough about it to talk about it.
So that's kind of the medicine category. The next one is like the gear, the survival.
I hope people are getting something out of this.
Oh, I think they are.
I keep jumping around.
I think they are. I mean, we talked about, you know, fingerless condoms or the tipless condoms. That's something. Should I put it on or take it off?
Where's the children fingerless condoms? I don't see those here.
Children's? Is that what you said?
No. Where's the Trojan fingerless condoms?
I thought you said, where's the children's fingerless condoms?
Yeah. You got the ribbed and the magnum, but where's the fingerless ones?
You guys got the kind without the ends on them? You know?
One of my podcasts talked about them, and I can't find them.
I like to have the option, too.
other just regular gear.
Yeah, like straight up gear. It's like maybe you had a bug out and people have to bug out.
Yeah.
They're not ready for this, so they're going to go out and get. The first thing they're going to start with is like camping items, tents and sleeping bags and all that kind of stuff. Tarps,
rafts.
You know, canoes, kayaks,
blow up mattresses.
Yeah, coolers and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
that's why it's so sweet to have. I mean, if you're into camping, that stuff's always useful.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Always keep up on that stuff because you're going to need it.
It's
and gonna that's
going to
go fast.
Out.
Yeah, REI is going to go, whew, and yep. Sportsman's. The next thing is going to be flashlights and lanterns because people are going to realize if there's no power, they need to have a lantern or flashlight because they won't be able to see at night.
Yep.
I'm going to put those condoms on if I can't see. So those are going to go quick. Guns. Obviously, you know, and I don't know if they're going to be able to buy them because I don't really know how that's going to work in a riot / SHTF situation, but they're going to be stolen.
Here's a ballistic missile coming. Let me hurry and run your background.
Yeah. You should get it back in 3 days. Should be good to go.
We'll keep it out.
Yeah, so the guns are going to go. There's just no doubt that
they are.
There's
all
be
that
some
stuff for self-defense. You know?
Yeah, so, dude, if you live in a state where you can have a gun, have guns.
Yeah.
Have several, okay? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The next thing is ammo. You need to have ammo to load in that gun.
The gun shoots ammo.
Yeah, the gun shoots ammo. Guns
you can't just buy a gun.
Guns shoot ammo, guys. So you're going to want both of those, guns and ammo. Those are going to be items that are going to go fast.
Right.
The next thing is going to be knives. And we're not going to have that problem, I don't think.
No. If you're a BattleBox subscriber,
yeah,
you will never have a problem with this.
Ever. No, man. Knife of the month, bruh.
Two boxes? Done.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably already got.
I mean, I honestly, I've got so many knives at this point, and we were talking about it the other day. Like, we keep getting more. But
we become kind of obsessed with them.
We're very obsessed with them now. And,
yeah. Right off the bat, like, you know, we do reviews on them and everything, and we're kind of like,
yeah.
Oh, I wonder if my dad would want one of these.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, don't touch it.
Yeah, don't touch my knife.
I don't even want to unsheathe it.
I've got six exactly like that.
We have to film it with it. Cutting stuff? Dang it.
I've got six almost exactly the same knives.
Yeah.
Can't get rid of them.
Nope.
I got to have them.
Mm-hmm, me too.
So knives are going to go, guys. There's no doubt about
it.
They will. And going along with knives is going to be knife sharpeners because people are going to realize they're going to have to sharpen that knife. And so, I mean, think about that. Make sure if you have knives, you got to have some sort of a sharpener. Yeah. Several sharpeners, you know. Again, survival boxes and battle box are great to get a lot of these items.
Yeah.
Like a ton of these items. What's next, Cam?
Cordage. So multiple uses for tying down your stuff, tying people up, tying animals up.
Yep.
You know, or making shelter. So
yeah, people
ropes and strings and yarn.
Yeah. These are a few of my favorite
fishing line. So yeah, speaking of which, fishing and hunting supplies will also be part of that. They'll be wiped out pretty quick.
Yeah, I think people are going to, because you got to think like a person.
How long is this going to be?
Yeah, and you got to think like a person that hasn't prepped anything. Like they're going to panic, you know, what are they going to go get?
Yeah.
They're going to panic and they're going to say, I need to go fishing. I don't have any food.
Right. And then other things for self-defense and extremely useful in the wilderness, axes and hatchets.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to have to revert to burning fuel, burning wood and stuff like that for cooking and for keeping warm. And they're going to have axes and hatchets and things to cut that up.
Like try and chop up one of your chairs to burn with a knife.
Yeah, it's not good.
Like a hatchet and an axe, they're so sweet to bust furniture up because I do it all the time, apparently.
It's your weekend.
So other things important is, you know, how are you going to get that fire going?
Yeah, exactly.
Just clean out those lighters. They're already at checkout. Might as well buy them all.
There's always like 100. I'm always so tempted when I go through
me
a checkout.
Me too. I want one every time.
I want another pack of Bics.
Oh, that one's big. Have you seen those ones that are like...
Yeah, like the big ones.
Pretty cool. Yeah. Massive. They probably have this much fuel in them.
I know.
Like a little teeny amount. You guys can't see. You should be watching the podcast.
And it's like driving one of them big old diesel trucks. You get like 4 miles a gallon. You get like... You can
how
watch
those
it go
work?
Down.
I haven't even.
I have no idea. Yeah, you got to jump start it, kick it.
Yeah, it's got a saddle on the back.
Anyways, and then
lighter fluid
going along with that because people are gonna figure out those are gonna run out of fluid.
Yeah,
I'm gonna need some fluid for it.
I want these, but I know they'll run out.
Yeah, and then backpacks. You know, they're gonna want to carry all their crap, especially if it's a situation where everybody needs to get out of town.
Yeah,
backpacks are gonna be a hot commodity.
They are.
Yeah, and so make sure you have several. Make sure you have enough for what you have and beyond what you use for your get home bags or your bug out bags because those are already full of crap. You're gonna want some more in case you need to pack them with food or water or pack them with whatever.
Or pack all the crap that you just bought.
Exactly.
You know, have something to get it into your vehicle.
So that's kind of the survival gear section. The next section is...
So it's like water, medicine, camping.
Yeah.
And now where are you going?
And I think this is a good kind of way to look at your last run through the store, where you should be going, kind of in the order we're going.
Yeah. Video game section.
Yeah, go get the PS4 games.
I want two Samsung 55-inch TVs, 4K.
Yeah.
So, like, what's going to keep you comfortable at home?
Yeah.
Like, this is the next thing is I got all my food. I got all my Cracky Crunchers from the bottom shelf.
Cracky Crunchers.
A generator. Obviously, every type of disaster, you're going to lose power.
I mean, you see that anytime there's a hurricane ready to hit an area. They sell out of generators, like just like that. I know that was happening out in Georgia when I was out there earlier this year.
The hurricane
was about to come, and they were, and I think it was Kern that was talking about it. He's like, I got like one of the last generators or something.
That's crazy.
He did get one, but he's like, everybody was buying them out. They were just gone.
Yeah, that's one big investment I want to make this year.
Yeah, me too.
Is it dual fuel or more than that?
Yeah.
A way to keep yourself comfortable with power.
Exactly. Yeah. So. If your situation calls for a power outage or there's a possibility of that, the generators are going to go quick. So make sure you have that, or that's the first place you go is to get that generator.
Right, right. And there's converters too, you know, that you can run off vehicle, or if you have a fancy vehicle like Kobe, you have a plug-in in the back of your truck already.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Knock it out.
The next one is candles. I can't imagine that people don't have candles at their house, but there's people who don't. I guarantee there's people who don't. And that's going to be a big issue if there's no power and if they can't get a generator or if they can't afford a generator or if they can't steal a generator, candles is going to be the next place they're going to go because it's something that they're very cheap and they're light, they're easy to use, and they will light your house. And they actually put off a little bit of heat as well, depending on what's going on.
I remember power going out when I was a kid, and I thought it was exciting as a kid.
Oh, I loved it,
man. Like light the candles all over in the house. And it seems so cool.
It did seem so cool.
So, candles will definitely be wiped out. Garbage bags, ways to, put,
It goes back to sanitation and hygiene and stuff like that. People probably won't be thinking about it too much, but they're going to have a place. I mean, the garbage man's not coming. you know, and they're going to have a place to put all this garbage. And if they run out of garbage sacks.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
Just thinking. Because you're the garbage man.
Well, who's going to clean this up? Well, you are.
Garbage.
Garbage. Garbage. Yeah.
Yeah, those. We were talking about putting like soiled linens.
Yeah.
You know, putting animals in time up until things pass. And then you take them out.
Put a bunch of rocks in it and hit your neighbors with it. Whatever you got to do.
Right. Cleaning supplies. So things to. Paper towels are going to be awesome.
They really are.
They're always overused in my house.
Yeah, they are in our house too. We use them a lot.
But super convenient. Can be burned. Can clean your dirty nose, face, poop.
Yeah. Yeah,
anything you want.
Yeah, if you don't have your poop knife.
And then sanitary wipes, keeping, you know, everybody healthy, whatever time of year, if it's, you know, you're taking more people in.
Yeah.
You want to clean them all up before you bring them
come
in.
Come in here, I got some wipes. We're going to do this.
Just start wiping their face. Open your mouth.
That tongue's a little dirty.
You clean
no worries, teeth. Lemon flavor.
Just pine
big
salt?
Baby.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Next thing is going to be lamps, lamp oil, and wick.
What? Lamps, lamp oil.
Lamps, oil. Lamp oil and wicks.
Yeah.
Another way to, you know, to give off some light that's going to be cheap and easy, like your mom. And sorry, I had to. And yeah.
Sorry, mom, if you're listening.
Sorry, Kim's mom.
Those, do they sell those oil candles in store, like regular stores?
What
like those 24 hour.
What's a regular store? I don't know.
Like your Walmart.
Walmart. I don't know. I'm not really sure.
Because those seem to be a lot more common. I just don't know
how
accessible they are. But those are awesome because they do burn longer than your wax.
Yeah, they do.
Pumpkin candle that you.
Yeah.
Well, that's done.
Well, that was 4 seconds with that candle.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And so then on that, is cooking oil and stuff can be used in there. So kind of dually.
You can even use like bacon grease and all that kind of stuff if you need to.
Wow, that's a good idea.
That's a good idea right there.
This is the best smelling light source I've ever had.
Manual can openers. Again, people are going to have like, oh, crap, I have no power. How am I going to open all these cans of beans I just bought? You know, you ever tried to open a can with a knife? It's a freaking pain in the ass.
Yeah,
you can
you're
do
guaranteed
it.
To rip a hole in your hand or something.
Exactly. So manual can openers are going to be like gold, man. It's like Tashanka in the apocalypse, man. Next thing is bleach. That kind of goes along with the cleaning supplies, but again, it's great for cleaning. It's great for purifying water, if you understand how to do it, and keeping water longer and all those types of things.
Yeah.
You know. Bleach is going to be a big deal. Blech. So get some in your preps, y'all. Paper plates and plastic utensils. I think those are going to go fast because people are going to say, there's a ballistic missile coming. I ain't doing the dishes, you know?
I know. I know what you mean.
I know.
Seriously, though, those are awesome. And they're cheap.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're plastic.
They're paper.
All great things.
All great things to be. Charcoal. People are going to say, I'm barbecuing, man.
Yeah.
I need my charcoal. So those they're going to go quick, all the charcoal bags.
And they put off so much more heat than just burning a piece of wood.
Yeah.
So
yep.
Those are all around good.
All around, on all angles.
Kingsford.
Kingsford is what I prefer.
Cook stove. So camping again is going to get cleaned out with all those little tiny propane grills because you can take them up in the mountains, cook some stuff.
Yeah, you can take them out in the backyard if you have to.
Cook them inside, even.
Yeah,
you'd probably die.
Probably die.
But you get something cooked up real good.
Cooked up.
I'm really lightheaded, but this bacon grease can
worth
be used for some lighting.
Worth it. And then the last thing in that section is going to be anything to keep you warm. Blankets, sleeping bags, window insulation kits, all that kind of stuff. Especially if it's in the middle of summer in Arizona, that's not going to go fast. But here,
it's
pretty
smart,
much any time.
Smart to take it, though.
Yeah,
you never know.
You'd be so smart to take it.
Because a nuclear winter is going to be nasty.
It's going to be bad. Yeah. So anyways, that's that category. We have one last category for you all.
If y'all are listening still.
And this one's called Other. We went big with this one.
This category is called just other stuff.
These are just random shit.
So number one in here, obviously, is going to be cigarettes.
The ciggies.
Ciggies, and number two would be alky.
Yeah, both those things. People like them.
So yeah, those are crucial. People are addicted.
Yep.
And it's also quite valuable when it's scarce.
Yeah.
So both yeah, those so, things are going to be real usable.
I mean, if you're one of those weird people like we are that don't use either of those things, it's not a bad idea to have some extra on hand for bartering.
Exactly.
And we talked about that in our bartering episode. I don't remember what episode that was, but you know, cigarettes and alcohol, great for bartering.
Yeah.
And they're going to go fast. So if you need cigarettes and alcohol, get them. All right? Because you're going to be bartering for
Jimmy, you get the water. Honey, you go get the camp supplies. I'm going to get cigarettes and alcohol.
What? Shut up, Jimmy. Just do it. Jimmy's an asshole.
I stopped like I was offended. What did you just say?
What are you talking about? Jimmy's an upstanding citizen.
You know what I'm leaving. Yeah. The other thing is pet food.
Yeah.
Which can duly be human food.
Yeah. Humans can eat it.
But
put a little milk in there.
Yeah.
Mm.
So
good.
It's important to have your pet food.
I prefer goat's milk in my kibble.
Where's your 50-pound bag of bird feed?
I like to spread it on my kibble. It's kind of like...
I like to cook it in my bread.
I like to cook it in my bread. I would love to walk into a store and say that to somebody. We need to make a video where you go up and say random stupid crap like that to people.
Where I need 6 pounds of flour and 2 packs of bird seed.
1 pound of kibble.
This is 5 grain bread.
Stupid. The next thing is batteries. Obviously used for a host of different things. You know, your flashlights, your lanterns, your...
Don't go there.
Don't go there. Whatever else you need is battery powered.
Maybe you're by yourself yeah. and you need that thing.
You need what you need in the yeah. apocalypse, all right? I'm talking about a reading light. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about a Game Boy.
Yeah. Oh, no, seriously, that's a good thing.
Your PSP have. Needs batteries.
Exactly. So batteries, AA, AAA, CD, 9-volt, all those kinds of batteries.
Yep.
Get them. Fuel.
Fuel.
In all forms, all shapes, all sizes, fuel yeah. is going to be a hot commodity. You know, there's going to be huge lines at the gas stations. So, again, keep your tank over half full as much as possible.
Right.
Keep it full. I mean, just go fill it up every day. Yeah, that'd be fun.
I use some.
Just every single day. Put $1 in a day.
On the way to work and on the way back.
Exactly. I guarantee there's people who do that. There's got to be some people
out
there.
I worked at a gas station when I was in college, uh-huh. and I used to get pissed when it, like, you know, my shift's about to end, and uh-huh. or they'd close the gas station in, like, 11:59, so yeah. I'm going to pull in, yeah. come in, give me $4. I want $4 on pump one. I'm like, you douchebag. But yeah, apparently he was a prepper.
Yeah,
maybe or an idiot. Probably an idiot.
$4 maybe. What gas station did you work at?
Chevron
in Brigham,
Rexburg,
Idaho. Oh, in Idaho. Okay.
Yeah, but I.
Well, that sounds like a good time.
It was Burger King.
Oh,
was
Burger
connected,
King.
And
oh.
I used to get like when they shut down.
Yeah,
like you want some fries?
You're like, yeah, I do. Like,
freaking.
Do I look like an idiot? Of course, I want some fries.
Don't even ask me. Bring them over.
Ah, that's
bring
fantastic.
Your grease over too. I can use that.
I like to sprinkle it on my kibble.
I'm burning a bunch of candles.
Burning a bunch of candles. That's why it smells like pig over here. Burning candles.
Trying to save the gas station money.
Survival and medical books. I think medical books will go fast if there's any sort of a book store or places that sell books. Those
just get a bunch of magazines.
Yeah, like
coloring books.
A coloring book. Coloring books, you can go quick. Get them. Honey, get cigarettes and coloring books. Let's go.
Get the giant coloring books. Kids and adults like those.
Just head to the dollar store and need me a giant coloring book with activities too, not just coloring.
Like I get times, sick tables, of that. And division.
I get sick of that shit. I want a maze or something.
In a maze.
Okay, sorry. I'm going to get this back together.
I ain't coloring the whole time. I need a major to get the crossword puzzles. So, all right, sorry. Yeah, so
connect the dots, man. I just made a teepee.
Yeah, however many sticker books you can get.
Scratch and sniff, preferably.
I don't want to smell bacon grease while the lights are off.
Gosh.
So, so bikes. bikes are going to be important, huh?
I'd say so.
You know, get around and have fun, bunny hop, make some jumps.
I'm back.
Yeah. The other thing is a lot of stores carry solar-powered stuff.
Yeah, they do. If they're worth their salt, they're carrying something solar-powered.
So, like, even the little, the tool place that came in, they have a ton of solar stuff.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go check that out.
I'm sure y'all heard of Harbor Freight.
I'm sure y'all heard of it.
We just got one in the town, and I went in there, and, oh, man, I just spent way too much money.
Maybe we'll have to go do a video there or something. A little live from Harbor Freight.
Yeah, it's got some good stuff. No coloring books or scratch and sniff, but it has some other stuff.
Got some good stuff. Yeah, so anything solar-powered, like lights or chargers and things
like
that.
Yeah, they have tons of battery packs and stuff.
They're going to be worth so much, and people are going to realize
that.
Just grab it all. Every kind of solar-powered thing you can find, get it.
If it says solar, buy it.
Yeah, exactly. siphons, hoses.
Man, it's going to be a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You better have stuff beforehand.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no way you're getting out of
the
store with all this.
You can't grab all this stuff. So you need to look at this list. And you need to
imagine checking all this stuff out. Yeah. Did you get the siphons or on the bottom there?
Well, that's $8,425. Put it on my Amex. Just look
can
at
you
it
charge
on.
It to my company?
Yeah. Put it on my tab. Don't worry.
Yeah. So you better be thinking about these quick-to-go things now.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, after you fill up on the way home, go and pick up all these things.
Exactly. After siphons, propane and propane cylinders, those are going to go
fast. Butane, propane, all those quick, easy fuel.
Natrain. Is that right?
Yeah.
Wait, what was the one that we came up with that fuel that was like... What was it? I don't remember now.
I can't remember.
Tell me what it was. Somebody email us or put
Procycline. I can't remember either.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Dang it, I forgot about that. So building materials. Nails, nail gun, hammer, hammer claw, hatchet claw.
Compressors.
Making up tool. Vice grips.
Compressors are real tool, asshole.
No, I was just saying the stuff I was saying.
Eagle's nest grabbers.
Magnet picker uppers. The gripper claw things, you know, when you can't reach the cans on top shelf.
16 penny shotgun nail. Stuff like that. Next thing is going to be aluminum foil for cooking and for
protecting your brain.
Yeah. For your tinfoil hats and whatnot. Right?
Yeah.
So tinfoil.
Reflective. You know, snow collector, water collector.
Yeah.
And signaling stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The last thing is baby stuff. Diapers, wipes, food, all that kind of stuff is going to go fast. Especially if you have a baby, you need to worry about that. If you don't have a baby, don't worry about it so much. But if you got babies, you got one coming, so you're going to have to worry about this.
Hey, baby food's good. Like the little dried frozen yogurt bites.
The yogurt bites.
I usually eat all those things. Oh, you want some more? I ate them all.
I don't know why she's crying, honey.
Just eating all this stuff.
Just spoonfuls of powdered milk. We didn't mention milk. That'd be number 51.
Yeah, probably.
Powdered milk and milk.
Exactly. That's it.
Yeah, it is.
That's the list, guys. We kind of went off the rails there a little bit, but nonetheless, the list was good.
It was.
So, you know, make sure that you understand those items and that you have a plan to either get those the day that shit goes down or that you have them ready to go already in your prep.
What we talked about last episode was, you know, this first of the year resolution of itemizing or itemizing. What am I talking about?
I don't know.
Inventory.
Inventory, yeah.
So look at these things, what goes first, what you're not going to be able to get right away, and obviously... Just go to town,
man. Go to town.
Buy a bunch of it.
Yep.
Or just use the list to kind of see the things. Oh, I didn't grab any of that. That's going to go fast. I better go get some.
Yep.
So, you know, real quick before we go to Battle Box Review, we want to give a shout out to old Survival Boxes.
Yeah.
That's it. Just kidding. So, Survival Boxes, the only subscription box packed with all of the essential survival supplies that you need for prepping to survive disasters or your next door adventure, outdoor adventure. I butchered that.
Man.
There are three different boxes to choose from, so sign up today and start getting Survival Boxes delivered
survival
to
boxers.
Your door that's, every month.
That's an idea.
That is a good idea.
Yeah.
No contracts. You can cancel anytime. So use our promo code, Casual Preppers, and get 10% off your first box set on any of them.
Mm-hmm.
At so
survivalboxes.com.
Yeah. Go to survivalboxes.com. I was getting to it.
Okay.
But seriously, why not try it one time?
Just try it once.
Everybody's always like, I don't know, Survival Boxes.
Yeah.
But you're going to be like, this is the most convenient thing I've done all year.
You're not going to be disappointed. And you're going to get 10% off when you use our code, so you're going to be happy about that. Everybody wins.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Everybody.
So let's talk about Battle Box while we're at it. You want to grab that there, Battle Box? So we just got, well, I guess we didn't just get this. We're a little behind because the holidays screwed us up.
It kind of got a little bit overcrowded there for me.
Yeah. But we're back on track now, and we're doing well. So this is...
You want to read them?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and read it. This is Mission 35, and it's, the theme is Jungle Survival. So we start in the basic box, and the basic box, as always, $24.99. First thing that comes in it is the Jungle First Aid Kit, $6.99. Do you see that in there? It's in your hand.
This is the Jungle First Aid. Oh, it is.
It is, yep.
I had it turned
I like it's like an old school looking like Rambo.
It does
looking,
look pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, I like it. So $6.99, nice little first aid kit. I don't know if it's like specific to the jungle. I don't really know what would be different about it, but it's cool anyways. It's cool looking.
Python repellent.
Yeah. The next thing for $11.95 is the sniper veil. So this is a veil if you're a sniper. Yep. Right there.
If you're getting married out in the jungle, you'll love
yeah.
this.
Let me put the sniper veil back. So in case you're sniping in the jungle, there you are. $11.95.
That's freaking cool.
Next thing is the Rothko Army Insect Repellent. And if you have ever been in the jungle, you understand that you need insect repellent. That's not it.
This is your flashlight.
That's the flashlight. We're going to get to that.
I should have got through this.
You probably should have. Anyways, there's insect repellent, I promise. The next thing, did you find it?
Shipper.
Ah, there it is. Insect repellent. The next thing is the Stansport Mosquito Head Net. And basically that's a head net to keep the mosquitoes off you.
If the veil's too big and too strong for you, you can double it up.
And the last thing in the basic box for $10 is the Army-style GI Anglehead LED flashlight. And it takes 2D batteries. It's kind of the old-school sweet-looking flashlight.
These
I like
are sweet.
It.
I actually don't have anything like that.
I
like it so you can just clip on and just run around if you
exactly.
don't have a headlamp or anything like that.
Yep.
So this one's sweet. Yep. I haven't even seen that they have LED ones. Yeah. Makes pretty sense, awesome. Really.
So that's the basic box for you, and then you go to the advanced, which is $49.99, and the first thing you get is the Battle Box Jungle Hammock with Mosquito Net, $29.99. So it's a hammock with an added mosquito net over top of it. Pretty cool.
Yeah,
nice.
I have one of these, and they're like... I don't have this one.
Yeah, you do.
But pretty much.
You have it right there.
Oh, you're an idiot. I have one very similar to theirs. They're awesome. Like, seriously, they're really strong. They're super lightweight, and I haven't tried it.
Yeah.
Camping all the way,
gonna
but I've slept
to.
In it and stuff. It's cool.
And then the last item in the advanced box is a Cold Steel Kukri. I never know how to say these. The big blade, the 34 for $34.99. It's a nice freaking jungle smashing, you know, blade. Get you through the jungle.
Oh.
Thing's a beast, man.
Beast.
Yeah. So that's the advanced box for $50. I can't believe you get all that for $50. That's insane.
I don't know how they did that.
I don't know how they did it either. Then you get to the Pro
Box. I never know how they do it.
The Pro Box, which is $99.99. And then you get the BattleTac Snake Gators / Brush Guards. And that's a $60 value.
These are pretty sweet for...
Looks like you got to play cricket in those or something.
I know. But, you know, if you're really scavenging through some really nasty environments.
You know, it'd actually be pretty nice for either riding horses or, you know, on a four-wheeler or something.
Maybe your weekend polo.
No, I mean, like, through the brush.
Yeah, no.
You know, these, if you don't have chaps or something.
There's a lot of uses.
Yeah.
You know, if there's zombies, hell, I'd strap them on.
Exactly.
Can't bite through that.
Can't bite through that. Ain't no zombie biting through that. And then you get to the Pro Plus box and you get the Ontario Knife Co. ASIC knife. It's a $95 value. Ontario Knife Co. We've got a couple of their knives, and they've always been pretty high value.
This is like a Rambo knife.
Yeah, it is straight up like Rambo knife. I was hoping there was like a compass in the bottom of it. Remember those that you'd open them up and you'd get stuff out of the bottom? So anyways.
It's a wicked knife like it.
Yeah, that's the Battle Box Mission 35.
It also has a sharpener.
Yeah, so nice jungle themed box.
Pretty cool, yeah. It does seem total Predator.
It does, huh? Style. It totally does.
The Predator Box.
So go check them out at battlebox.com. No e-bros.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
Slow down. I'm still putting the knife away.
Don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it.
So I figured since we're talking about supplies to grab in the end when before the ballistic missile hit I wanted to add some medical supplies that I think would be extremely useful. I actually wish every patient had some of these things.
Yeah.
Because it would be a lot, I'd feel a lot more comfortable sending them home. So lately you've had tons of flu and pneumonia.
You actually had my dad get one of these, didn't you?
I did, yep. Mm-hmm. COVID dad told him to get it.
He's always messing around with you.
So, yeah. So, I'm going to, because Kobe brought it up, I'm going to use his dad, for example. Okay. He got the flu and pneumonia, and his oxygen was dropping. So, it's super difficult to know, you know, at home, are they getting worse or anything, and they have to come back to the clinic. You know, you're not going to have that clinic that's open 24/7 when whatever happens.
Stuff goes down, yeah.
So here are some of the things that I think would be extremely useful, and they're cheap, most of them. Number one would be that pulse oximeter. So put it on your finger, checks both your pulse, which can be signs of dehydration or, you know, sepsis, things like that. You can see a big shift in, you know, your pulse trying to compensate. Blah, blah, blah. I won't go into detail. The other thing is it checks your oxygen saturation. You know, there's times when it's not useful or it's reading inaccurate, but most of the time and in most scenarios, like, it is really helpful.
Yeah.
So pulse and oxygen, $20.
Man, it's pretty
cheap.
You know,
some of the nicer branded ones, you're still only looking at $40-$50.
Yeah.
And you can even pick them up at Walgreens or some of your common house areas and medicinal places.
Dollar store.
Yep. Yeah. It's got gum comes out of the bottom, too. Yeah. Another thing that I like is a lot of people don't know they can get nebulizers. So a nebulizer is a little, basically a little compressor that distributes medicine.
Albuterol and whatnot.
Yep. So for asthma, COPD, and things like that, these are awesome. And especially for kids, you know, kids don't take, you know, if you don't have a spacer, they don't know how to use an inhaler, they're really small. You get a mask
it helps
for one
a ton.
Of these?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a kid with asthma, and we've had one for a while, and it just, if you didn't have it, you would just waste that.
Yeah, you deliver way just, more medicine, and then, you know, even if you don't have a mask, you just let the vapor, you know, right in front of their face. And I even showed you how you could use a bike pump as long as you have the tubing, the little, and you can ask for your tubing at your local pharmacy. Well, I don't know about your pharmacy, but medical supply place, usually you can get it and order it online, or your clinic typically will have some.
Will they?
They may be generous enough to give it to you. So pulse oximeter, nebulizer with tubing, and then a blood pressure cuff. So the digital one, or you could just go total manual. The sphygmomanometer.
Whoa.
Yeah, this, I say that, I always have to struggle with this. Sphygmomanometer.
Manometer.
So it's the manual cuff that has the little gauge and everything. If you can learn how to use one, it'd be awesome. You don't have to rely on power batteries and things like that. But just go buy you a cuff.
Yeah.
It's easy. It'll give you the pressure, and you might as well. They're only like $20-$25, and you can get them everywhere. Super helpful in a lot of different disorders. The other thing, get a nice thermometer.
Yeah.
There's ones that go in. The one that I think is pretty awesome is both the forehead, temple, and an ear. It's all one.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Only like $30 on Amazon. So you're getting three different areas, you know, to take temperature. Obviously, in the pooper is the most accurate, but You don't want to stick it in there.
No, I don't want to.
Get you a stethoscope, like 15 up to 75. I mean, you can get a Lippmann, which is kind of the, you know, gold standard in medicine, for $75 for a good one. Listening to people's lungs, see if they're crackly or full of crap and stuff like that. The other thing is an otoscope, otoscope, whatever you want to call it, the one that we use to look in the ears. You can actually get those for like 15.
That's pretty dang cheap.
I know. Like, wow. All you need is something to look in there and see if it's red or burst or bleeding, you know? And they're, I mean, honestly, and this is a moneymaker for me.
I see
kids all the time that don't have ear infections, and I'm like, thanks. Don't need to do anything. Ching, get out.
Ching. See you later.
But yeah, you can get those for pretty cheap and take a peek in the old ear. Obviously, I'm not asking you or telling you that you should diagnose yourself because that's against the law. Well, not against the law, but you can't treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
The last thing would be an oxygen tank. You can get a tank for like an oxygen tank, that is.
Yeah.
For like $40.
Wow.
And then you can get a regulator that gives you, you know, two liters, one liter, two liter, three liter a minute to, you know.
It was a clear black.
Shut up and listen. But yeah, you can get an oxygen tank, a regulator, and a mask for like 100 or under 100.
Then you could use it as a bomb if you need to.
Could, yeah, if you want to be crazy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean.
Yeah, you might as well get some of that stuff.
You don't know what kind of environment, how sick somebody's going to get, but it's nice to have these additional things to support people.
Well done. I like that.
Yes.
I like it. Well, guys, that's all we have today. We appreciate you guys listening. We appreciate you guys subscribing. Please tell your buddies, your friends, everybody to go subscribe. If you haven't yet, go subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Come see us on Instagram and Facebook and all those fancy places we are. You got anything else, Cameron?
I don't.
All right. See y'all.